And now it's my pleasure to present our very own Reverend Connie Beth Grotti.
Good morning. Sometimes when I go away, I'm homesick for home. This morning, I can tell you, for some reason, I'm homesick for America. You know, in this political season, it seems like we here have so many discontents. This one's good, this one's bad, I hate this, they've taken the flag down, this, that, and the other. You know, when I was a kid, and when many of you were children, America was a great place. We were allowed to say pledge allegiance to the flag. We were all one. But I think there are some things that I would like to share with you. The Spirit taught us about America and our forefathers and what they really wanted when they set up the Constitution and our money systems, everything. They were quite mystical, but people didn't realize that. That's why on the money you see the all-seeing eye. You see, in God we trust, one nation under God. They weren't saying only the white God, not Allah, only the this or that. I mean, no. What they were meaning is one nation under a supreme, wonderful, life-giving force of positive. Something that everybody can relate to, which is what metaphysics believes anyway. It's that life force that connects us. But they said every time someone looks at that on money or repeats it, it's like saying an affirmation over and over again. And they explained to us that those simple things had protected our country in all kinds of ways. And in thinking about those things, you know, there are people who want to take all of that off the money. In God we trust. They want to take that away. It's really kind of sad for me that sometimes we have a beautiful coming together and people try to destroy it. But the greatest thing about our country is we're not perfect, and we haven't been perfect. But when we know better, we begin to do better. I have children, and I can tell you some of them, in growing up, are so disgusted. They really don't really want to vote. And many of you know how I feel. So I'm always giving a sermon to my grandchildren because they don't realize in their lives just how closely back what it took for women to vote, what it took for people of color to vote, how that those things can be taken away from us if we don't stand up for the goodness of all, which is what metaphysics is all about. What country do you know that when we know better, we can change things and we can do better? That doesn't mean that we disrespect anything that was set up, but it means as we grow, we awaken and we come together. But in the beginning, when all the little kids could, we used to hang the flag every morning and be so proud of our country. I don't see the enthusiasm in the children I know like it used to be. So that's why I say, today I'm a little homesick for America. But being on vacation, I got to see some of the beauty of our country, some of the beauty and the wonders of nature. Every year that we go, there's something just miraculous. And my kids are all into shells. They find the most beautiful shells, perfect shells. They don't want them unless they're perfect. They go with that intent, and I tell you, they come home with bags. Guess what? I don't come home with any that are perfect. I guess I don't have the intention. They get in the water. They dig down. They go in the sound with their kayaks. They find things. But they came back with a tiny, tiny, tiny little shell. They thought it was, you know, the kind that you can hear the ocean in. I don't know. They thought it was the cutest little thing. They set it down, and guess what? It started to crawl away. It had a little critter living in there. They went way out in the sound, started picking them up, and then they realized they're all moving. You see, they're all right there. They were way out where they have not been they've been undisturbed. So my daughter brought a beautiful one up, was coming back up. She thought it was empty, but it wasn't. She felt so bad, she had to put it back. My granddaughter said, oh, if you go buy a larger one, it will get into the larger one. She said, I can't do it. I can't take its home away from it. But you know, there's when you really can get away by yourself or with someone, like you say, biker, someone of your friends, when you can really get away from the clamor and to be able to open yourself up and to see what's there and to see the miracles that are there for you. One morning I got up, it's the first morning that I got up that I was able to see where they were transporting turtle eggs, where the mother had laid them in the wrong place. They take them so delicately and put them in a cooler. Do you know that they have to put them one by one just exactly the way they found them for them to hatch? It's, you see, nature, if we leave it alone, it's miraculous. But if we disturb it, it makes things start being out of balance. We were on Ocracoke Island when the older gentleman, that's younger than me, got bitten by the shark. Many people were saying, when is man going to realize this is the shark's house? He belongs there more than we belong there. And not too many people were getting in the ocean. They were walking like we were. But the amazing thing is, as soon as he was lifelined off the island, everyone else went right back into that public beach. It happened on a public beach. And people were saying, you know, there's a disturbance in nature. There has to be for this to happen all at once. But I know, too, Spirit used to talk about this time. They called it global warming. Now they call it climate something or other. I can't remember what it is right now. Climate change. However, they were talking about how the waters would rise as the icebergs and the ice caps would begin to melt. The waters would rise. The temperatures would change. This morning, when we got to the chapel, it was very hot in here. What did we all think? We were disturbed because the air conditioning wasn't on. And it's programmed to come on very early so we can all be comfortable. When it doesn't come on till 10 o'clock, it works and works and works to take the humidity out. That's what nature is going through now. Their habitat is being disturbed. So we can't be upset when they might be a little upset and retaliate. Because if that's human nature, that might be nature for everything when things get a little out of balance. You know, my grandsons and my son-in-law and my son all went deep sea fishing. And they went way out in the ocean. Stan was going to go, but he's been 4 hours. He knows what happens to him. They were going to do an all-day trip, which they did. Do you know how beautiful and how abundant the fish were that they caught? So beautiful. Emerald greens, just beautiful fish. And there again, the bounty and the beauty of those fish that have not been disturbed way out there. Way out there. We have an abundance of everything that we need right here and right now. I look back, and we used to go to Dale Hollow Lake and have a houseboat. But when I'm ever on anything like that, whether it's in the mountains, the ocean, or some lake, I like to pretend like, what would it have been before houses, before boats, when man was just here roaming the earth plain and seeing the beauty of nature? We get so carried away that we don't even have time normally to look at that. I watched all the people on the beach when they were walking, and I would say hi to some of them. They'd look around and keep on walking, and it would just be one-on-one. I was so disappointed. I thought, I want to come back home where people are awake in Raleigh-Durham area. And I thought, you know, Pete, they're not even looking at the sand. They're not looking at the shells. They're not looking at the sunrise. They're looking to get their steps in, to see how many steps they can get and not speak to anyone. I wonder what it would be like if in school one day they stopped all classes and they took the children out in nature and they talked to them about being mindful and looking at what is there, looking at the miracles along a path, looking how the sun comes, when it comes through the sun on the leaves, how it dapples in patterns. And if there's dew, it sparkles everywhere. I wonder what children could do if they were exposed to things like that. God Bless America, that beautiful song, was inspired because our country is so amazingly beautiful. All of these songs were created because someone experienced the beauty here and had, from their heart center, had to express it. Today, I truly am homesick for those people who gave us those wonderful songs that we were allowed to stand and sing in pride and feel the reaction of being a nation that cared about enough about other countries that we gave of our money and our food and our technical skills. Also, Spirit says the law of karma works for countries as well. And two, they told us, we have been protected because of those things we have done for other countries and other people. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't do it here too. But we have been generous. And I know there are people that say, we give too much away. You know what? It's the same thing for our country that it is for ourselves. We cannot outgive God. We cannot outgive God. Some of the things we really need to think about and protect and nourish And if you have a grandchild or a child, take them in nature. Let them experience some of these things. I remember when I'd go to my grandmother's house, they'd show me all the bounties and the wonderful things in the garden in a different way than just being on the farm, because they loved their garden. Their garden was like an elaborate rose garden in little designs. They loved what they did. So therefore, I saw all the beauty. If they hadn't explained it to me, strawberry, where is it? Oh, over there. But you know, it gives you a love and an appreciation for something that you know nothing about. It changes your attitude, and it changes to gratitude. God bless you.